open up my mouth and make that noise? Wouldn't that be great? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Good morning and welcome to Robertson Avenue Baptist Church. This is the day the Lord has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. It is so good to see each and every one of you this beautiful, wonderful, triumphal entry Sunday. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you didn't get a palm branch, please let us know and we'll get one to you. If you did get one, go ahead and raise it up with me. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord this morning. It's all about Him anyway. Somebody say amen. That's what we're here to do. Praise Him. We're here to worship Him. We're here to give Him glory and call upon His holy and righteous name. And you know what? Let's go ahead and do that right now this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you now in Jesus' name. And Lord God, as we give you praise this morning, would you bless us? Would you fill us with your Spirit, Lord God? Would you lead us, guide us, and direct us? And as we worship you this morning, may we worship you in truth and spirit. May our hearts, Lord God, shoot forth praise. May our mouth, Lord God, sing forth your glory. And I pray, Lord God, your Spirit would pour out on each and every one of us. Bring revival today. Bring renewal today. Bring repentance today. Restoration, Lord, redemption. And I pray, Father God, if there be anyone that needs to come to know you as personal Lord and Savior, that today would be that day, Lord. Bless us as we worship you. And I pray, Father God, for those that are out traveling today and those that aren't feeling well and those that are sick, Lord, I pray that you would heal them and bring them safely back to us. Govern us now into our time of worship, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is so good to see each and every one of you. Let me share a little bit with you about what's happening in Robertson Avenue. Number one, if you're visiting with us this morning, we are so glad to see you. I ask you to fill out the visitor card as it comes up. Place in the offering place that comes around so we can have a record of your visit. We would greatly appreciate that. If you join us online this morning, we want to welcome you as well and ask you to consider being right here in the sanctuary with us. Experience what God is doing at Robertson Avenue Baptist Church. All right. Today, as you probably know, we are going to be having the King of Glory comes, Cantata. And so get ready to get blessed and get ready to sing along with us and to praise God in that cantata. At the same time, I want to remind you that it is, of course, Palm Sunday. We're going to talk a little bit about that in just a second. So, as a reminder, there will be no choir practice today at 4:30. We've earned a break. Somebody say amen. No choir practice today at 4:30, but we will be having evening worship at 6 p.m. right here in Sanctuary. We're going to be talking about Palm Sunday a little bit more. It's going to be an interesting and neat message, so I want to invite you to be a part of that. As I usually say, you don't want to miss that sermon. You don't want to miss it. Come and be a part of that tonight, 6 p.m. Also, church, I want to remind you that we have a busy Resurrection Week coming up, a Passion Week schedule, so please consider being a part of each and every one of those. Number one, Wednesday, right here at Robertson Avenue Baptist Church, back in the fellowship hall, 6 p.m., we'll be having our Christ in the Passover, Messiah in the Passover feast. Come and be a part of that. No sign-up necessary. Just come. Just be who you are. Bring your family. Bring your friends. Bring lost people. And let's have Passover at Robertson Avenue Baptist Church. You know, part of Passover is inviting lost people in. Did you know that? Let's get them into church and into God's family. I don't know about you, but the best way to do that is offer something to eat. Somebody say amen. Of course, what we need to give them is the bread of life. Amen. All right. So come and be a part of that Wednesday. Friday, we're going to be having our Tenebrae service at 6:30 right here in the sanctuary. What is Tenebrae? Tenebrae is an interesting, reverent, respectful time of worship where we reflect upon the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. This year, we're going to do a little bit differently. And instead of looking at the crucifixion passages, instead of looking at Jesus going to the cross, we're going to look at Jesus on the cross. And we're going to pay attention to those seven sayings on the cross during our Tenebrae service. So be in prayer about that. Come and be a part of that. It's a very, very neat and reverent and worshipful service. And experience only takes about 35, 40 minutes. They're singing in it, and it's a reverent time. So please come be a part of that. Sunday morning, Resurrection Sunday, we need your help at 5 a.m. I know that's really early. I know it's asking a lot, but if you can, come and help us set up for our sunrise service. We need to get chairs out. We need to get the outside sound services out. If you do that, though, you get to be first in line for breakfast. Somebody say amen. Yes, and Robertson Avenue breakfast you don't want to miss. Praise God. So, and that should be an incentive for those of you that come to men's Bible study and men's prayer breakfast once a month. That breakfast is amazing. You want to come be a part of that. So, anyways, 5 a.m. Sunday morning, we need help setting up. 6:30, we'll have our sunrise service. That's going to be over around 7:30, 7:45, and we'll move right into our breakfast time frame right there. And we'll have our breakfast till about 9, 9:15, 9:30. We'll go into Sunday school. And after Sunday school, we'll have our 10:45 traditional Resurrection Day worship right here. But that'll be the end of Sunday services then. So we'll take that Sunday evening off next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. So that'll be a very busy, busy time for Watson Avenue Baptist Church. Be in prayer for us. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your loved ones, bring the lost people in your lives for Resurrection Sunday. Be in prayer for that, because that's when a lot of people who don't usually go to church and a lot of people don't know Jesus usually still come to churches on either Easter or Christmas Day. So bring them to those services. All right. Also want to bring something else to your attention. Number one, Wednesday the 27th is our Christ in the Passover feast. But something else is happening Wednesday as well. Hope Pregnancy is having their 100% fundraiser over at Jersey Mike's. What's not to like there? Amen? Yes, I know it's one of my favorite places to go. Don't tell anybody. You say, Pastor, you're Jewish. You shouldn't be eating it. Thank God I'm a Christian. Amen. Hallelujah, right? For the freedom in Jesus Christ, you know? Here's the deal, though. It's an all-day deal. Don't miss Christ in the Passover. Go there for lunch and support Hope Pregnancy. When you go in, you got to tell them that you're there to support Hope Pregnancy, and 100% of your sale will go to help Hope Pregnancy Center. So go and be a part of that. Help them in their fundraiser for that. There's a flyer right there on behind me there, and it'll be flashing throughout our advertisements. And, of course, I think it's in the bulletin as well. So go out and get yourself a Jersey Mike sandwich and let 100% of that help fund our Hope Pregnancy Center. And last but not least, I think this is it for our announcements, though. We are, as you probably know, if you've been in our business meeting, we are going to build a fence out there in the grass. It's going to be a nice fence. It's going to be one of those metal iron fences. So praise God for that. However, if you are inclined and you're moved to help donate toward that, we need your help in that. So we're asking that you would consider prayerfully being a part of that. If we start to build that fence and help us fund in that, if God leads you to be a part of that, all you've got to do is put on your check, fence. Or write on the envelope, if you put cash in there, fence. And it'll go directly, 100% of that will go directly to that fence fund. And so we do need your help in that. You're going to see that being built over the next couple of weeks into the month. So get ready for that, and we do need help in that. So it'll be an expensive fee. So pray for us in it, and prayerfully consider being a part of that. Is there any other announcements I may have forgotten? Yes, ma'am. So Children's Church, we're having an Easter celebration back here in the Children's Church next Sunday. Bring your kids and be a part of that. Thank you, Sister Rosalie, and welcome home, incidentally. Praise God. Glad to have you back. All right, I think that's it for the announcements. We've already had our prayer, so I'm going to ask you to please rise and welcome one another. Hug each other's necks. Blessed be the name of the Lord. make your way back to your seat so we can continue on with service.
Merry Christ.
Merry Christ with Happy Palm Sunday.
Yes.
So it's one of my favorite days. Seats. You make your way back to your seats. I'm going to ask if our ushers would come forward. Would our ushers come forward, please? I need two more ushers. I got him. Praise God. I'm going to ask Brother Joe Bailey, would you take us to the Lord in prayer, sir? Amen. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Brother Glenn, for that beautiful piano recital today. Let us turn our attention to the palm branch that's in your hand. We take a look at the Palm Sunday treehouse. That's right. Go ahead and lift it up. So I want to ask you, every time you hear the name Jesus, shake that around. Every time you hear the word Hosanna, shake that around. Anytime you hear the word Hallelujah, shake that around. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In fact, I want you to get as excited about Palm Sunday as I do. What is Palm Sunday? And that's really the question I get. Pastor, why do you get so excited about Palm Sunday? You don't get all that excited about Christmas. You know why I don't get excited about Christmas? Because that means I got older. Pastor, you get excited for Resurrection Day, but not as excited about Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday means something. Palm Sunday has a meaning in it.